This is episode 128 on August 6th, 2015.
Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about iPhone photography and other things. I'm Joseph Ferreira.
I am Matt Hoffman.
How are you doing, Matt?
Good. Hey, in the intro, you did say Tiny Shutter, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay, just making sure.
Oh, what have you been up to, man?
Oh, goodness. All kinds of stuff this past week. Made more of a priority to go out and take some pictures. So I got like some sunset pictures and kind of been doing the whole flower photography thing again, where I do the picture and then in on the iPhone with apps like Erasure and stuff like that, I'll remove the backgrounds and then load it into Snapseed and kind of create a black background in Snapseed, and just to place more emphasis on the flower. So I've been doing a lot of that again.
Cool.
I've been really into IM this week.
Last week
we had Robert Morrissey, the author of iPhonography Pro, on the show, and he mentioned the app IM, and in his book he talks about it a little bit, and a lot of the photos that he uses as examples in the book, he's applied like a filter in that app. And IM's been around for a while, and I've been aware of it, but I think I just always thought, well, whatever, it's just another Instagram. It's like another Ta-da
right.
or StreamZoo. And a bunch of those went by the wayside, so I really didn't pay much attention to IM. But I don't know. I think Robert kind of piqued my interest a little bit because it seems like there's a lot more to it like than Instagram. So I signed up, I think, kind of right after the show last week, I believe. And it's pretty cool. I'm kind of into it. It's like Instagram. You could, post pictures and, write a little thing about them and put some tags on it and stuff like that. But there's just like so much more to it. There's like a community kind of thing where, you could follow people and
like
follow
Instagram.
Groups and
stuff. I'm sorry.
What's that?
I said, like Instagram.
Yeah. I'm not wording this right.
Well, okay. What was probably one of the things that you saw that was different, say, right away? What was the first thing when you got the app that was totally different than everything else?
All right, well, the first thing right away is just the user interface and just the way the app looks.
Okay.
Like, to me, it just looks like something that's a little bit more, I hesitate to use this word, but maybe a little bit more professional.
Okay.
It just has like a cleaner layout, and not that Instagram is bad or anything like that, but IM just really seems, they have kind of like a black background, and it really just puts more emphasis on the photo.
Okay.
And I really like that. The other thing that stood out, and I think this is what Robert mentioned last week that really got me interested, kind of, is the market. And he mentioned, he's making, a few hundred extra bucks a year selling his pictures through this app.
Yeah.
So, that's something that you don't have to do. You can opt into it or whatever, but, there's also missions, which is not like Mission Pick where, you have to kind of come up with some goofy thing or whatever and try to beat your friends or whatever. It's more like a company like Mercedes or something like that is looking for a particular picture that they might want to use for their marketing or something like that.
Yeah.
And then, you take that picture and you submit it, and if they pick it, you get, paid or whatever. So, that's pretty cool. So that's I haven't really dove into the marketing thing yet. I'm kind of waiting until I build up a little bit more of a library.
Yeah.
In this app before I really kind of jump into that. But and there's like different like collections, so you could kind of like tag your photo to be like in different collections, like for example, like the HDR collection.
Okay.
Or like a portrait collection. And then you could go like in the app or on their website and you could click on these collections and kind of, you know, scroll through and see all the pictures that are in like a particular collection or a particular genre. So that's pretty awesome too. And then the app also has like editing features, just like Instagram does. It has filters and you could do all your like basic editing and stuff in it, which I haven't really played around with too much yet. By the time I've uploaded a photo into IM, it's been pretty much fully edited elsewhere.
Okay.
But yeah, I've been really enjoying that this week. So I'm glad that Robert, you know, brought it up. He didn't push it or anything. He just kind of mentioned it. And I was like, you know what, I should probably check this out. And then there's a handful of our listeners that kind of jumped on our Tiny Shutter or iPhonography Facebook group and said, hey, you know, here's my username on IM. So we've been able to connect on there and it's been really cool.
Well, that's cool. Yeah. I'm not one that always like jumps onto a social network. Some of the new apps, I'm always like the last guy to jump onto something, but you know, I like to hear what other people have to say about it. The nice thing is that it's been around for a while. It's not something like, that's being pushed by everybody, because it's the newest thing out there. It has some traction.
It does. Yeah. You know, for me, it's kind of like Instagram and VSCOcam mashed into one app. So Instagram really does to like follow me, I'll follow you, tag your pictures, you know, look up a tag, see all the pictures under that tag. And VSCOcam has like the, in my opinion, much better filters, a lot more filters than Instagram, a lot better editing capabilities than Instagram. And then there's also a like social kind of function to VSCOcam, but it's more of a, I don't know how to describe it. It's really more of like, it's just seems to have better photography, I guess. It's not like pictures of food and pictures of funny dogs and stuff like that. You know, it's pictures that you probably actually want to see and be inspired by. I find that in IM also. I mean, there's a lot of like just kind of like whatever pictures in IM, but I feel like there's a different quality of photography there than there is in Instagram in general.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool. I'll have to look into it. I always think to myself, one more social media, one more app, and I kind of get burned out by that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Plus, I don't know if I have stuff to really put up there. Most of my stuff's family stuff.
Sure. Well, I'm going to give it a go. I like the features. I'm really intrigued by the market function. And, you know, if all I really have to do is just post to it, which I'm going to do anyway, and then I have the potential of the picture being discovered and maybe make a little dough off of it. Uh-huh. You know, why not?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's cool. I didn't really do anything this week, mainly because work has been crazy busy. Plus, after that, then I have to come home and save my wife from my children. And so getting out to take pictures is a little difficult, but this weekend we have some friends of ours. They are having a gender reveal party.
Oh, fun!
Which means they're going to announce to their families, family, and friends what the gender of the baby's going to be.
Oh, I totally misunderstood. I thought it was like a Caitlyn Jenner. Yeah.
I was thinking about that. No, I know.
I'm joking. I knew what you meant.
Don't believe me. That crossed my mind too. But they're not even going to know what it is. They have another friend who is going to the ultrasound to find out from the doctor what the baby's going to be. They're going to keep that a secret. And so the parents and family and friends are going to find out all at the same time. And
wow.
So they asked me to take pictures of the event. And so I'm thinking, oh, I hope I can do this. So what I'll end up doing with my iPhone is I'll do video with my iPhone of the event, but I'll use my Canon to do the still shots of the event. So I'm looking forward to that. Now, hopefully they don't have our track record where our middle two children were the doctors guessed wrong until.
Oh no!
Yeah, I don't know if people know this. But after my oldest was born, we went to the doctor and the doctor said, oh, you're having another girl. And we're like, oh, OK, good. Susanna's going to have a sister. And then on Christmas Eve, out comes my son. And we were like, everybody kind of looked at each other like, whoa, what just happened? This doesn't happen anymore. How could this, you know? And so it was like one of those things where people were like, oh, that's funny. That doesn't really happen a whole lot. Well, it was like, okay, whatever. So when Bonnie was pregnant with our third, we decided, you know what, we're going to be out in California with our family. Let's go and invite our family to the ultrasound, but we're going to do one of those fancy 3D ultrasounds. And ooh. Yeah. And I,
those things are creepy looking.
They are. And to be honest, I wasn't that impressed. So we're all sitting in the room. It's dark. She's projecting, the technician's projecting it up on the wall. And I video recorded it. So I need to find that because, it'll be fun one day to be able to show. We actually have proof. But so we're sitting there and she goes, oh yeah. And I'm looking at this thing going, I have no idea what I'm looking at. And she goes, oh, you're having a boy. And we're like, wow, I'm glad she knows what she's talking about because I have absolutely no clue. And apparently neither did she, because out came my daughter. And when we were joking with each other, we'd be like, ah, ha, ha, it would be funny if we had, a girl instead of a boy. And so after my wife gave birth, she was holding the baby and she goes, all right, let's check. And boom, it was a girl. We died laughing. It was one of those things where like, it had to happen to us. And so I called my family and I said, all right, Amelia was born. And they're like, ha, 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 that's funny. No, seriously. No, it's a girl. Oh, quit pulling our leg. And I'm like, I can send you pictures. They're like, oh, you're serious. And
so I'm just thinking of like the inconvenience of like, all the wrong color stuff that you bought.
Yeah.
Sorry, Amelia. Everything's blue with teddy bears on.
Yeah. Well, the first time, we had all girl stuff, so we were prepared to have a girl. And,
oh, there you go.
And so our neighbors across the street at the time, they came over. They're like, here's a blue onesie for your son. We want him to come into the world right, not wearing pink. And
nice.
Yeah. So after that, we went out and got stuff. But when Amelia came and we were told we were having a boy, all we did was pack everything back up and take it back upstairs and bring down the girl's stuff. So there really wasn't that much of an inconvenience the second time. But and then for our fourth child, we didn't even bother going to get an ultrasound. We were batting 300 at the time. And
nice. You just bought like everything in tan.
Yeah. Like, well,
white.
Yeah.
White and tan. Just like whatever.
The baby way, the baby yeah. room's in green, so it's a neutral color and everything like that. But yeah. But so bringing it back to this gender reveal, they know about our story. And so sometimes that's in the back of their mind. But
and they still invited you.
Yeah. And they asked me to take pictures.
That's crazy.
But yeah, so it'll be funny to actually, you know, see them after the baby's born and make sure, are you sure it's a boy or a girl or whatever it is? So we have that coming up this weekend, and I'm looking forward to that. But yeah. All right. Well, let's go ahead and let's jump into some news.
News team, assemble!
Actually, I should say it's not really news, but Matt, you wanted to bring something up.
I kind of already talked about it. It was IM.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, there goes that. No. Aren't we supposed to be getting some sort of a new iPhone soon? Have you heard anything about it?
You know, I hope so. So I'm in a dilemma, actually.
Right. Here,
we could talk about this. I need everyone's input on what I should do. So I have an iPhone 5, 64 gig, if that matters. It doesn't. But in any case, I'm on the AT&T. And my phone is kind of on the fritz. I think what happened is one of my iPhone cases, uh-huh. it like kind of started like coming apart.
Uh-huh.
And I think a little piece of like rubber from this case got jammed up inside the Lightning connector.
Ooh.
So the Lightning connector still works, like the phone charges and everything. But sometimes it acts like really funny, like, it'll just kind of like disconnect, you know, from like charging or playing music if I have it like plugged into my car stereo or something. And then I've just noticed that like there's more and more often like apps are like freezing up, which I don't think has anything to do with the Lightning connector, but just like things will just freeze and like hang in limbo for a while. So the phone's really kind of on the fritz. And I haven't gotten a 6 or a 6 Plus because just after a certain amount of time went by that I didn't get one, I thought, you know what, the heck with it. I'm just going to wait for like whatever the next one is.
Yeah.
So we're like so painfully close to that announcement. But I'm not sure if my phone's going to make it.
Oh, you think it's that built-in upgrade feature that they have in the iPhones?
Say that again. No, I was reading the chat. Yeah, sorry.
Do you think it's that built-in upgrade feature that they put in the iPhone so that when they're close to a second or a generation up, that their phones will start falling apart?
Oh, well, I would have thought that it would have done that, you know, last year then.
Yeah. Well, they probably don't want to come out right away and do it. They want people to think, oh, you know what? I've had it for about 2 or 3 years. It's due. It's due for an upgrade.
Yeah, well, it is due for an upgrade.
Yeah.
No, it's working. I mean, listen, I want a bigger screen. I want a better processor. Okay, yeah. Those are essential things, especially for photography.
Yeah.
You know, for both taking the picture and for editing. Those are certainly features that I want. Now, what I was going to say, and whoever this Meatloaf podcast is in our chat room, they already brought it up. Yeah. I'm thinking about switching to T-Mobile, getting an iPhone 6 or 6 Plus right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the new one comes out, I'll actually be able to upgrade to that one. It's like some new plan that they have or whatever. It's very enticing.
Interesting. So You have Verizon now?
AT&T.
Oh, you have
everybody's
AT&T.
Favorite carrier.
Yeah, I have AT&T. So you would have both of them? Or
no,
you would drop AT&T?
No, I just have one or the other.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, so you're stuck in contract with AT&T and you're wanting to jump out of it, or
Yeah, I got to check that contract situation. I don't really know.
The AT&T app should be able to tell you if you're eligible. And now they've actually changed it to where they have a plan to where you can upgrade early. And I forget the details of it.
No,
but
well, so I have a 5, so I'm more than
right
qualified to upgrade.
Yeah.
It's really just comes down to, if at all possible, I don't want to get a 6 or 6 plus. I want to get whatever the next phone is.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just that if my phone dies now, and I, God forbid, I can't take iPhone pictures for a couple months, I don't want to go to AT&T and get a 6 or 6
yes
plus.
Okay.
Because then
yeah
I'll be stuck with that for, you know, a year and a half or whatever until I could upgrade again.
Yeah, to the 8.
You know what I'm saying?
Or something like that.
Yeah, so that's why I'm like, maybe I should just jump ship, go over to T-Mobile, get a new phone, and then get a new phone again in a few months.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's worth looking into. Yeah, especially if your phone is falling apart.
Yeah, it's been a good phone. It's taken a lot of abuse, too.
Yeah.
I drop it sometimes from great distances.
At work?
Sure, especially at work.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I spent a lot of time in a steel mill, so thankfully I haven't dropped it into like a steel furnace or anything yet.
That would kind of void the warranty, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, the thing of it is, it'd be hard to retrieve it.
Oh, sir, how come you don't have your phone? I dropped it into a vat of molten steel. Can you prove it?
Yes, here is surveillance footage.
Yeah, there you go. I had to sneak it out, so don't show anybody. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I'm curious to know what the new features are. Dave in the chat had put that there's possibly a 12 megapixel camera that's going to be in the new iPhone and possibly, quote unquote, not have the hump of the lens sticking out the back.
Yeah. Oh, the details of AppleCare have been provided to me, and apparently it does cover dropping it into a vat of molten steel.
Yeah.
That is good to know.
Yeah, I'd like to be one of those AppleCare guys that go, uh-huh. Yeah. Let's see. Is that covered? Well, heck, sure, it's covered.
I'd be like, look how the glass fused every part of it together. It's even more indestructible than before
that's
I dropped
right
it in.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I want to see what the new features of the phone, of the camera is going to be. I tell you, I was thinking about this today. One of the features that everybody was like thrilled about, I actually hated with the 6 and the 6, or well, with the 6, because I have the 6. And
now,
it,
was that a feature, a physical, like hardware feature, or is this
no,
a software?
It's a software feature. And
okay, so what is it?
Everybody was like, this is great. This helps you take better pictures. The image stabilization software, I think, ruins my images.
I think you're doing something wrong. I think it's user error.
No, I to be honest, I don't think it is. The image stabilization is sort of like...
We're going to put up a poll.
Yes. How tall?
I'm not even going to acknowledge that joke.
I truly think that the image stabilization is good for those that don't know what they're doing. I liked the way I had the noise in the images prior to the six. The painted feature, the painted look of the image stabilization with the six, I think takes away from my image. I can't zoom in close enough. Now, I have been using, you know, software to kind of smooth over the smoothing over, but at the same time, it's always there in front of me. And I, when I look at my images, I'm like, I'm not getting what I like. I wish there was an option to turn it off or turn it on. It let the camera do what it does without it. And if people have, don't care, or they just like to shoot in very dark, situations, then have it there for them to be able to use. But I want the option of being able to turn it off.
Yeah, that seems like it should just be a toggle switch in the iOS.
I did send them a note through the website, but it probably fell on deaf ears. Or they have a email account that just sits there collecting emails. I would really like for that to be an option to be able to turn on or turn off.
Well, maybe we need to start a tiny shutter optional image stabilization petition.
There you go. Let's.
I'm not going to do that, but I'm just saying. Maybe,
come on.
Maybe we should.
You know, if one person signs the petition, that's really like not good. If two people, that's better, because that's like double the number of signatures that they would have gotten.
Well, I'll sign it. I'm not saying I won't sign it.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to what's coming out. I hope we're not at a point where we're starting to plateau on what can be done with these cameras. I would like to see some innovation. What kind of innovation? I don't know. But it sounds like, yeah. I'd like it to be better. Well, what do you want better? I don't know. I want it to be exciting.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm done. Go ahead.
I believe that they'll continue to find ways to improve the camera.
Yeah.
And, you know, it might be incremental, but I think there will be improvements. But I also think that we just need to be, in the future, maybe a little bit more careful and thoughtful about what we wish for. Because think about how long we were like, oh my gosh, it would be so awesome if we could have manual control.
Right.
And we have it and we're like, eh, whatever. It's easier just to not use the manual control.
Right. Yeah. Isn't that funny?
It's really kind of pathetic, actually. It just shows that we don't know what we want.
Right.
Like you were just saying, we don't have any idea. We just know we want it better, but we don't know what better is.
I don't know. I want to see what's coming up, and I probably won't get the next one. I'll probably jump over to the one after, and you know we'll be in the same boat, being that you'll have a new one.
By the time you get a new phone, it'll have like a holographic screen or something.
Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're my only hope. Cool. Yeah. All right. Well, let's do this. Last week we had Robert Morrissey on, and we had a wonderful interview with him. If you haven't listened to that interview, please go back and listen to it. Also, buy his book because it is a great product. Even if you are probably the best person in the world who knows iPhoneography, how to use your iPhone to get, you know, some great images, buy it and gift it to a friend who could possibly use it. I was thinking today, you know, if you were to say, take a group of friends and put on a class, I would use that as a textbook to be able to reference and have, you know, students use to learn from. So I, you know, we were pretty impressed with the interview. And actually one of our co-hosts who has been taking on the Meatloaf podcast had sent us in a audio clip, and I'm going to play it for you now.
Hey guys, this is Mark Sadowski.
And Maud Byrne.
Hold on. I'm sorry, but for some reason, if you're listening to this, it's probably coming in on your left ear. And if you use only one earbud and you can't hear it, well, you might have to switch the to the other earbud. All right, sorry.
Hey guys, this is Mark Sadowski.
And Maud Byrne.
We want to say congratulations on your successful interview last week. It was spot on, brought a tear to our eyes.
You know, after I heard it, Mark, one of the first things I wanted to do was just put my DSLR on Craigslist and just buy the updated iPhone.
Right?
I don't know about you, but that's what I'm thinking.
I actually sold all of my photography gear and bought myself another iPhone.
You know, I tried to, but it's people don't want it.
Don't want it. I had to give
it
away for free.
People, yes, I've had several people call and say, you're selling this for $40. It's a little overpriced. And I said, what do you mean 40? It's a DSLR Canon camera. And they're telling me, but, you know, Tiny Shutter says iPhones are the way to go. So I'm having problems now.
So what we're getting at is you guys let it slide that in 5 years all cameras are going to be obsolete and the iPhone is going to be the way to go. So we're holding it to you. Since we've been doing the Tiny Shutter for quite some time, we're going to hold that to you. We're going to see in 5 years if that is the case.
We're ticking off the days on the calendar.
Right. And what we wanted to show you is that, yes, the iPhone is an awesome photographic device. Wholeheartedly love it. But just a few weeks ago, we also we also spent time showing what the limits were. And we had this whole Icelandic trip thing that kind of fell off the radar.
Low light photography.
The whole speed factor.
Speed factor, absolutely.
Yeah. And
but hey, no, I mean, who needs low
but
light?
But hey, in
who
5 years,
needs
it's, speed just gonna, factor. It's just going to be, our camera's going to be obsolete and it's going to be all iPhones.
Said it so on the Tiny Shutter, it's going to happen.
Right. Oh, hang on for a second. While the iPhone is getting better in technology, so are the other cameras. They don't stop developing. Yeah,
no,
that's crazy.
I don't believe that. No way, that can't happen.
It's true. So, I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. Did it say so on the internet? Because if not, I don't know if I'll believe.
Let's double check that actually. Anyway, great interview, guys. We're obviously being sarcastic. Wink. We want to say congrats. Keep up the good work, and we'll have to come back on to straighten things out at some point. We're gonna bookmark that one and wreak some havoc at some point later down the road. Say goodbye, Maud.
Oh, goodbye, Maud.
All right. So
those guys, they're so funny.
Oh wait, hold on.
Hey, that did come through in stereo, by the way.
It did?
Yeah.
Oh, it must have just been my ear that only got. So, wow.
Well, you gotta clean them both.
What was I thinking? Wait, hold on. There's somebody.
Hey.
What? Mark?
What's going on?
What are
hold
you
on,
doing?
Let me
on?
Turn down my radio here.
Yeah.
It's not cool when I have to listen to myself on the radio.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Is this another recording?
Wish it was.
Oh, me too. I mean, oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, man. Yeah, I had the fear that we were going to make that too either snarky or we weren't afraid of it not being funny. That we could live with.
Well, looks but, aren't everything, but okay.
The funniest thing, both Maude and I were listening to the episode, and when he started to make the claims that the iPhone is so great, which we agree with.
Yep.
You know, he said, mark your calendars or something like that. DSLRs are done in 5 years. I started to respond. I started to talk to the radio. I'm like, oh, wait, I'm not on the radio.
Oh, that's funny.
It was the hardest thing because I'm like biting my lip. I'm like, no, that's not true. Say something, guys. Be polite, of course. But no, this is no. Doesn't anybody remember Iceland?
Yeah.
We did a whole show on it.
Oh, that's funny.
I don't know. I just didn't take that comment like seriously, I guess.
I don't know. I understand. He was promoting his book and everything, and it's all good. And it was just funny. It was just one of those things that it's like, oh man, of all the times that I'm not on the show. And when I chatted with Maude after we finished recording the Meatloaf, it was he had the same experience. He started to talk back to the. To the radio too, and I'm like, oh, me too, dude. Let's do something funny. Apparently, we failed miserably.
So, well, yeah, but here's what I want to know: are Joe and I fired now, or
no? You guys, look. In all honesty, guys, you guys did a terrific job interviewing. I was blown away by the show. It was really fun to listen to, and you guys holding the fort without having to, you know, deal with my Polish shenanigans has been really awesome. In other words, I think it's a load off your back to have me off the show.
We got rid of our crutches.
There you go.
I'm kidding.
But hey, the Meatloaf is doing great.
Good.
We're kind of I'm gonna pimp the show now.
Yep.
We're kind of feeling things out. We wanted to do it as kind of a pop culture thing, and
philosophy, weeks, right?
What's that?
Philosophy, right?
Oh man, I can't get that switched on iTunes for like I that. Well, I guess it's philosophical. Let's just put it that way. But the funny thing is, it's really cool to have it take a life of its own because, yes, we're trying to be funny and we tried to keep it pop culture-y, but lately it's been kind of like the way we're describing it now is making sense of the absurd, and we're making everything up as we go along. I think that much is obvious. But it's like we're thinking of stupid things that happen in our life or silly observations, and we're just snowballing with it. We're going to town with like conspiracy theories, and we're just making things worse. I mean, last episode we had was the movie Oblivion is proof that cloning will be possible.
Yes.
And that Tom Cruise may or may not be doing it. And I said, he's already doing it. And Disney has been part of the whole process of creating actors and actresses, and it goes from there. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I listened to that episode today, I was saying, okay, what's the conclusion going to be? And then I'm like, oh, that was it. Okay, but you know, we were
pressed for time because this was Craig Ellis's first appearance on the show, and it was funny when we were getting everything settled. He's like, oh yeah, I only have 1 hour. 1 hour. Oh shit, let's go.
Yeah,
and just I started the show immediately.
Yeah, that's cool. I want to let everybody know now we're not going to have a Tiny Shutter this next week. I'm going on a trip, and the only recording time that we could do is on Wednesday, but that's when the meatloaf is being done. So Mark and I decided that we're going to do a lens wipe on Wednesday. Yes. So we're going to do our once a month lens wipe and come up with some photography stuff that we can talk about, not specifically for iPhone, but stuff that's out there in the photography world that either is cool or we can make fun of. So if
probably the latter more.
Yeah. So we won't have a tiny shutter this next week. But join in on the shenanigans that happen on the lens wipe. It's always fun.
I got to make some commercials.
Yes. Yes. So you're going on a trip, and you've asked us to come up with some ideas for you.
Yes, because while I'm not on Tiny Shutter podcast right now, I am still active with Tiny Shutter TV. And what I had in mind is that Maud and I are going on vacation to the White Mountains. So if you guys and the chat room could come up with some cool scavenger hunt ideas,
yeah,
I think we'll throw down our skills in the iPhone-ish world. And, you know, that's all we're bringing is our iPhones for this trip.
Let me get this one out of the way just now.
Okay.
A waterfall.
Where will I find one of those?
Yeah. So that should be number one. We'll just go ahead and get that out of the way.
Right on.
Second one would be a tree.
Okay. Any particular tree? Like, what does this tree have to be doing?
Not burning?
That's a tall order, dude.
Yes. No. Okay, I got it. A artificial tree.
Fake tree, huh?
Yeah. In the form of a cell tower.
Oh, Jesus. Come on.
I have one
cell
for you.
Cell tower. Go on.
It's a legit one.
Okay.
Yeah, seriously, it's legit. It's not like some funny, silly, stupid thing like a cell tower. Sorry, Joe. Your ideas are awesome. No. How about a mountain vista panorama?
Ooh.
And I don't mean a view from the top of a mountain. I mean a view of the mountains.
Oh.
That's cool.
Yeah,
I'll tell you where Windows Vista.
No, but if you want to incorporate that somehow,
good luck.
That would be like a bonus challenge, I guess.
Right on. I'll give that a go. What other items do we have on the list?
Ooh, pancakes.
Pancakes, yeah. Now you're talking.
Dave in the chat room says slow motion fire.
Slow motion fire? Okay. Slow mo fire. I have to actually write this stuff down, guys.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of like something wacky, like. I remember like a month or so ago, I really wished that I was taking part in a scavenger hunt where the thing to find was a duck playing soccer in my backyard, because I got that picture.
It's kind of like missing the lottery numbers.
Yeah, kind of. It was like, oh man, that would be the perfect scavenger hunt thing, because it'd be so crazy and I got it. I would win.
Yeah.
How about like tree moss or something like that?
Tree moss.
Yeah.
Wow, you have a whole tree thing going there.
I came from California. We were tree huggers. No, I'm just kidding. Wow. Till they burned down.
That explains the fire thing here.
How about you have to get a nice family portrait of some mountain folk?
Family mountain folk.
Of course.
Got it.
Yeah, I guess that would be better if you were in like Appalachia, but
yeah.
We'll wing it.
It can be done up there.
Oh, without a doubt. Whether they like it or not.
Yeah, well, even if it's your own family.
Well, that's true.
Get creative. Do what you got to do. Could be a family of bears. I don't care.
Oh, bears. Let's not go there. I'll start having flashbacks.
For Matt. Moose. Moonshine still.
Here's one. You need a slow-mo video, and it could just be like short, like a vine.
Right.
But of a bull moose flipping Maude into the air.
Ooh.
With its antlers.
I'm going to veto that one because I don't think that is possible. Do they have moose up there?
Yes, yeah, there is moose. Let's put that one as bonus.
Bonus. Okay.
I mean, Maude can wear padding.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, of course. I mean, look, state laws and everything. Yeah. Although in New Hampshire, you don't need your helmet.
Yeah, because it's a live free or die state.
Anybody who's ridden a motorcycle will get that joke.
Well, South Carolina doesn't have helmet laws.
I don't have my soundboard to say, oh, good for you.
Okay, so, right, so number that out. How many do we have on there?
I'll count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and one bonus.
Okay, that's good enough.
Like, are your families going to be with you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so you should probably stop there because I bet you they would like to spend time with you since you're, like, on vacation.
I don't know, maybe.
Just a thought. I mean, it's just one of them. Just one of those things.
Like, although it would be funny if we do see a moose and we all of a sudden hit the brakes and I throw him out the window.
And then he gets flipped into the air by it.
Oh, man. Oh, do it again. I it wasn't slow-mo.
Exactly.
I had it on still. I'm sorry. Don't look at me like that.
Take one for the team.
But get out from behind that tree and get in front of that agitated moose.
Yes. Stop crying.
Better stand next to it, not in front of the tree, because tree's not going to move.
Right.
Oh, golly. All right,
so good. We have our scavenger list. And once we have this all set, I'm going to put it on Tiny Shutter TV. And then from there, I'm going to issue the two of you guys a challenge.
Ooh.
To be continued.
Oh, I hate homework.
No, that's cool. And then everybody at home can play along too. And, I wonder, should we have people...
Are you making a board game out of this?
Or should we have people submit their own videos?
No, hey. This could get really bad.
as long as they don't do the moose part, I think we'll be okay.
Yeah.
Remember, Maude and I are trained professionals.
Yeah. I think Maude just heard what we were saying.
Yeah, he'll forget. It's okay.
That's right. Well, do you want to stick with us till the end? And
I can't. I actually have to get going.
Okay.
I have to do my taxes.
That sounds believable.
Is that a thing right now?
That sounds believable. Sure. I think you're either really early or really late.
Oh, guys, I have my my cell phone is dying. No, seriously, guys. Great show.
Cool.
And looking forward to little shenanigans. And it was all in good fun. We thought you guys did a great job.
Oh, thank you.
Cool. Thank you.
All right, man. Hey, Meatloaf Podcast. Check it out.
Yeah, Meatloaf is usually on Wednesdays each week. And then we have Tiny Shutter on Thursdays. But this next coming week, we're going to do a lens wipe, which we try to do once a month. And we'll go from there.
Cool. Right, but seriously, listen to the Meatloaf. We need 5 stars.
Yes.
poor Siska's living off of this stuff. This is how he gets his sustenance now.
Poor guy.
I told him, I'm like, look, do you want to do food or 5-star ratings? He's like, I'm going to do 5-star ratings. He's dedicated. and now he's dying of rickets.
At least he's not committed.
That's the first funny thing you've said all night.
And you know what? With that, I am going to walk away. Walk away. Take care, guys.
See you, Mark.
Good night.
Right, bye-bye.
All right, let's jump in.
Well, that was unexpected and almost fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like, hey, do you want to jump on real quick? He's like, yeah, sure. And so that was cool. All right, let's jump into post pick of the week.
Let's do it.
Post pick of the week.
All right, it is my turn. And I'm going to do something that we typically don't do that often. But I am actually going to choose a photo that I found outstanding that was done by my co-host, Matt Hoffman.
Oh, really? I don't know if that's legal.
It's legal today. No, the picture of the flower with the purple background and the yellow flower, I was simply blown away by it.
Oh, the one I just posted this evening?
2 hours ago.
Wow.
It was so cool. And I mean, okay, if you're listening to this not live, it is a yellow flower with a purple background, and it looks like it has some sort of light rays coming towards the flower. And the stem and the background is blurred out because I think you probably shot this with the macro setting, or you got in real close to it so that you had a good depth of field. But I think the color of the purple and the yellow, I think it's naturally those are opposites of each other. And so when you have opposite colors, your eye is automatically attracted to it, and it's one of those things that just really pulled me in.
Those are quite some compliments.
Oh, it's really.
Do you mind if?
No, go ahead.
Do you mind if I tell you a little bit about it and maybe ruin some of the allure for you?
Go ahead.
All right. I actually have no idea where I took this picture. I kind of remember taking it. I just don't remember where. And the picture itself is not recent. I took it in September last year.
Okay.
And it's just been sitting. I actually took the photo with Camera Plus.
You have been hiding that from us this whole time?
Yeah. So basically, I had that picture and like a bunch of other pictures I took at that same time that were just sitting in like the little camera photo album thing on Camera Plus. And just recently, I was like, oh, man, I forgot about all these pictures in here. I should maybe do something with them. So I, like, loaded them into my regular, you know, camera or photo album thing on the iPhone. And then, you know, they still just kind of sat there. And then, I don't know, today I was looking at them and I was like, you know what? This is just such a cool flower. It kind of looks like a firework, you know?
Yeah, it does.
It's just a weird-looking flower. So I'm going to, you know, do one of my things where I erase the background.
So, oh, got it.
Yep. So what I did was I loaded that picture into Erasure, the app Erasure, and I got rid of the background. And what I found from doing these type of flower pictures is that you want to leave like the stem and some of the leaves.
Yes.
Because if you just do the flower head, it just looks weird. You know, it's just like this floating flower head in like a sea of black.
Well, this
or white.
One would look like an explosion.
Yeah. So I left the stem and I left some of the leaves in the picture, but erased everything else out of it. Mm-hmm. And then what I do is I save it so that the background is transparent.
Yes.
And then I loaded it into Snapseed, and Snapseed automatically makes that transparent background look black.
Yes.
And then if you just save it, then you get a black background, right?
Yes.
So in Snapseed, I made the background. It's not, you're not really even making the background. It just kind of loads into Snapseed that way.
Okay.
And I did like a little bit of tweaking to it. I think I did like a vignette, but instead of making the edges darker, I increased the brightness in the center. Mm-hmm. And then I probably did a little bit of sharpening on it and stuff. And then for the blur that you see on the stem and the leaves and stuff,
yeah,
I did a lens blur, like a circular lens blur.
Yes.
And then I went back in to that layer and went into the masking feature, and I just brushed in the blur over the stem and the leaves.
Oh.
So that there's no blur in any of the rest of the picture. It's just the stem and the leaves that are blurred. And the reason I did that is because even though Erasure is a really good program for erasing backgrounds, sometimes the edges,
mm-hmm,
like look really pixelated.
Yeah.
So like the edge of like the stem and the leaves, where it goes from like the green color to the black color.
Yeah.
It, you could see like this pixelation. So I needed to blur that out, and it ended up just being, it looked cool. It looked like it should be blurred, you know?
Yeah.
So then after I did that, I was like, you know, I like the back background. It's pretty cool. But I wonder what else I can do to this. So I started playing around with the vintage filters,
mm-hmm,
in Snapseed. And I think it was filter number 3 kind of gave it that purpley look. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is perfect. Cause like you said, purple is the complementary color to yellow.
Yes.
So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to keep it as that. I think I actually increased the intensity of that filter. I don't know what it was set at. I think the default is like 30 or something. The slider goes up to like 100. So I think it's probably at like 60 or 70 or something like that.
Yeah.
And then I saved that, and then I put it in an app called Lens Light, and I added that little flare thingy that looks like it's coming in from the top left of the picture.
Yeah.
And I did like a little bit of tweaking to that. I actually changed the color of that to like a purplish cast, and sort of changed like the size and stuff like that of that flare. And yeah, that's what I did.
I couldn't quite tell that you had a black background, but it to me, when you look at an image, and I think we talked about this the time before, where some images you can tell if they've been manipulated. I couldn't for the life of me tell that this was not the original image, that this was, you know, pieced together, all the work had been done to it, because everything was pretty much subtle to the point where it looked natural. So, good job. I really, really like it. And I thought it was definitely worth mentioning for post pick of the week.
Thank you.
So cool.
Cool.
Well, we don't normally do this, but you know, usually we like to showcase our listeners when it comes to post pick of the week, but I couldn't help this one. But if you want to be in the running for post pick of the week, go on to Instagram and hashtag your image Tiny Shutter, and you will join the tons of beautiful, intriguing, very well done images that are in there, and you'll sometimes be blown away by what is in there. But put the hashtag. We go each week. We'll look through the images and choose one, unfortunately, for post pick of the week, and use it for our album art and to be able to showcase work. And, you know, the nice thing about doing this one was a lot of our images that we choose, we don't get the background of how it was done or what the what the photographer was thinking when they took it. Sometimes they'll write it in the comments, but for the most part, we see the image and like, man, that's a great image, but we don't get, you know, how it was done or what you were thinking. I would have never thought that, you know, this was sitting, you know, in Camera Plus for over almost a year. It was, yeah. It was like, really? Why would you hide that from us? It's so awesome. But, yeah, good job.
Well, that happens. I think I've mentioned that on this podcast several times, that sometimes I'll take pictures and I'm like, well, not really sure how I want to edit this, and it'll just sit until, you know, sometimes months down the road, an idea hits.
Well, and sometimes we'll take a picture of something, we think it looks great, but when we look at it, we're like, eh, and we do need to kind of walk away from the images to truly appreciate it. Because when we, like what you did, is you stumbled back upon it and was like, yeah, that's a great image, I'm going to go ahead and post that. We need to be able to walk away sometimes and revisit some of our images, because either one, we'll look at it and go, I really don't like it. You know, I put all that time and effort into it and I don't like it, so I'm just going to go ahead and discard it. Or you're like, you know what? That wasn't my top image that I thought I was going to have, but now it is. And we have to kind of walk away from the thought process, the scenarios that we're in, and kind of what we thought we were going to get, in order to sometimes find those gems that we've taken.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, Matt, do you have anything else you want to bring up?
No, I think that's a show.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me do this real quick.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Yeah. Just to remind everybody, we will not have a show this next week. Please tune in to the Lens Wipe and go on and give some 5-star reviews. We're trying to get our rankings in iTunes so that people can actually find us. And also be sure to listen to the Meatloaf and all the shenanigans that happen with that podcast. Mark, Maud, and Mikey have been, you know, putting time in to that podcast. And so that happens on Wednesday nights, and then Thursday nights we do the Tiny Shutter. But also for Tiny Shutter, please also go in and leave us a review. Give us a 5-star. Even if you don't like the show, please just give us a 5-star and then tell us how much you hate it. And we can live with that. We want more people to be able to enjoy iPhone photography. And, sometimes people just don't go deep enough into the feeds to find those gems. But since you know about it, and if you haven't already, please give us a 5-star. We would really, really appreciate that. And all right. Whoa, almost forgot. Matt, tell everybody where they can find you.
You can check me out on Instagram and Twitter at mhoffmanphoto. Oh, and I am.
And also. I am, yes. And you can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferreira. You can find show notes. A lot of the apps that we mentioned, we put those in the show notes. You can find our YouTube, Facebook, and any other things that we may put on the website at on tinyshutter.com. So go there and you will find a lot of information, and any answers that you may have may be already answered. Or questions you have may already be answered by going there. So, all right. Well, good show, Matt.
You too. Thank you.
Good night. And we will see you guys in 2 weeks. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.
Everything's perfectly all right now. We're fine. We're all fine here now. Thank you. How are you?